Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We're back. We are back. Now, Sergey, do you want to continue? And then we can get Mike?
Well, let's hear Mike, then I will continue.
All right,
he's
Mike.
Waiting.
There.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
Doing fine,
good.
Mike. Welcome to
how
the
you
show.
Doing, Mike?
Hey, I promise there won't be any drama today like there was a couple weeks ago.
That was an exciting show, wasn't it, Mike?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I didn't explicitly want to talk about that, but, you know, if... You get this guy calling me an Israeli agent, which I'm not, or a Zionist agent. He's talking over me and not allowing me to talk, not answering any questions. And to me, it just seems like he was lying his rear end off. I mean, he's everywhere. He's done everything. He's met everybody. He gives Lenny the liar a run for his money.
What's amazing is he can name dates and then places and people, but it's pretty phenomenal, some of the information he puts out. We don't disagree with that, and a lot of it's counter to what we think in the Patriot movement. So.
Well, actually, a few of the things that he said has just come recently and had to be released in court documents.
I think we need to listen to some of the stuff and obviously take in everything. And
you have to agree.
You use a critical thinking skill, but we don't need to dwell on that, Mike. If we want to move on, what's the topic today?
Yeah, sure, that's fine, because, you know, I live roughly 30 miles from D.C. here in Germantown, so I've gone to the Occupy D.C. Encampment, if you will, a couple of times, brought my camcorder down, and tried to do a few interviews, and maybe if a friend of mine is going to teach me, hopefully today, how to download videos, either on YouTube or send it to people, maybe I'll send you all some of my raw footage. And I've tried to keep an open mind about the Occupy DC movement, and I'm still trying to, but I got an email from Americans for Prosperity, the American Dream Summit, where the Occupy DC movement were just extremely violent. I can email that link to you if you want me to, but they're like barricading people inside the building. A woman was pushed down the steps. They're blocking this black gentleman in his SUV with his little two-year-old baby in the back, not letting him pass.
So now, Mike, just to be clear, these are the Occupy folks. The police are a combination of both.
Well, no, you know, it looks like the police were behaving responsibly according to these videos, and they weren't really violent. And these Occupy DC people are just harassing. They had this woman in a wheelchair. She was blocked inside the building. She couldn't leave. I think their behavior in this instance was despicable. There's no excuse for it. And if this is an indication of the broader agenda of the Occupy fill-in-the-blank,
right.
I don't want any part of it. And I don't think there's any excuse for that. And if you don't want to get run over, Occupy DC, ears don't stand in the freaking road, you know?
Well, we know from past experience that people kill each other just to get a stupid Cabbage Patch doll or whatever, China Mart, so you know this.
I'm talking on the phone. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said we know from past experience that people kill each other, trample themselves just to get a Cabbage Patch doll at Walmart, China Mart, you know, so we have to assume that this kind of behavior is going to happen, whether it's provocative or whether it's organic.
Yeah, but people are just wearing people, just animals.
And hang in there, Mike. We got a 3-minute commercial break. And we'll be back. Yeah, and everybody, please support sponsors and also take advantage of Twitter and Facebook for RBN. And I'll give the mail in and the phone numbers after the break.
It's all gone crazy.
Extend your life. life with its dead overbite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can
be. I said, why would you say I'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, a fanatical criminal? Oh, won't you sign up your name? We'd like to be your acceptable, respectable, oh, presentable, a vegetable. Oh, take it, yeah.
Welcome back to Capital Farms. Today's November 27th, 2011, and the great band Supertramp. And speaking of art, I'm sorry.
Supertramp, go ahead.
Supertramp, is that looking in the mirror? What'd you say, Louise?
I said it was you.
Hey, by the way, I didn't mention this in the first hour, but RBN is at the Dallas Arms Collector Association Gun Show today. So anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington area, anywhere near that area, please look up whoever's manning the booth there. I don't know. I'm sure John or who all's there, but be a good opportunity to go out there and network with like-minded people and get some business cards, bumper stickers, and they might have some copper rounds, silver rounds. You never know what they're going to have there, but I would definitely recommend stopping there at the gun show and checking out what's going on there and get your freedom tools. You know, we mentioned this before, and the number to call RBN to make any contributions is, let's see, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and the address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And also, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the air, I'm sure others have, but you can listen to RBN on a caller line that's dedicated for this purpose. And that number is 712-432-0075. access code 118466. So that's another way you can spread the message is just do a three-way with somebody. Heck, you can do it to somebody that anonymously. You can just get them on a three-way and just have RBN playing on the other line. Just start playing it in their ear. They'll just answer the phone, and all of a sudden, John Stattmiller or Jerry Kirk or ourselves will be talking to them. Wouldn't that be a strange turn of events? There's all kinds of guerrilla.
That would be.
All kinds of guerrilla tactics could be used. Mike, back to you.
Okay, and I don't get me wrong, there's no excuse for the police violence, for the brutality by the police. There's no excuse for that. But it just seems like to me, at least some of the one instance with the Americans for Prosperity, I mean, if there's Asian provocateurs at that one particular confrontation, they must number in the hundreds, if not, over 100, because it was just really ugly. But I took my camera, got a general view of the camp, did a couple of interviews with some of the people there, and some of them seemed to be sincere, and I went to a couple of the teach-ins. One of them was on economics, one of this guy that looked like a professor in his late 60s, and this one gentleman was going to give a teach-in about how to deal with the police, and so I got to interview most of that on my camera. And, but the first 25 minutes of it was in praise of Karl Marx, the Communist Manifesto, and Stalin, the first 25 minutes of it, how great socialism and communism is, went into his thing about the police. So,
and I think Sergei noticed a similar thing in the Kansas City, and that's one of the reasons we need to be there in mass to actually counter that movement. We need to be there to educate them on the realities of what communism is really about. You look at the one-child policy in China. What is that? That's nothing to do with freedom. That's nothing to do with American standards.
The signs that they had there, they had a whole bunch of signs, made up signs laying on the ground. I guess they were going to pick up and take when they went to the protest. Whatever protest. And I wasn't there for any of their protests. I just went to the camp. There weren't a whole lot of people there. But just looking at their signs, they all went to government intervention. They all went free this, free that, amnesty for student loans, amnesty for home mortgages, it just seems like they want to, government bailout. And I tried to like plant little seeds and ask questions, tell them about the Federal Reserve or mention, about how, there's some things that I can agree with them on, but it just seems like to me the whole nature of the movement is a confrontational stance in general, and I don't know how they hope that that's going to win over the minds and hearts of American people by blocking traffic, keeping people from going to work, and just because a person is rich, it doesn't mean they're evil. And not all corporations are bad; they provide jobs, and people have money invested in Wall Street and their teacher union funds and retirement funds. So They're hanging out at the branches, I think, and not at the root of the problem, which is the Federal Reserve, international bankers, and the United Nations. If they really knew what they're doing, they'd protest the Federal Reserve and the United Nations, Agenda 21 and all this other stuff. But a lot of them are kind of like, they know something is wrong, but they can't run up and just can't quite put their finger on it. And I think that they're very malleable to somebody that has a forceful personality that can sway them in a given direction, and that kind of worries me.
Yeah, and I think, once again, it's our job. I think RBN's done a great job of fostering a school. We all have graduate degrees in what's really going on. There might be some little deviance in our opinions of the exact situation, but we need to be out in force, not holding this information and preaching to the choir. We need to be out there exposing others to what we know, and in a gentle, asking questions type of environment, not a get out the fire hose and shove it down somebody's throat type of situation.
Sure. As a side note, I tried to contact the gentleman, Castle Broadcasting, a few months ago. He's kind of a hard person to reach. I tried to email him, and I never got any responses. But I just kind of like wanted a question. I don't have the money right now, but when I do, I do want to put together some kind of broadcasting thing, because, I mean, there are other alternative news sources out there on the internet and otherwise, and some of them have some good shows, but frankly, nobody comes close to RBN. Hands down, RBN has it over everybody else. And not to say that there aren't great talk show hosts and other networks and other good shows, but I do want to get you know, that system that he has in Kessel Broadcasting, if it doesn't cost too much. But I'm not going to do it if it only has a range of 5 or 6 miles. To me, that wouldn't be very. If it has a range of 30 miles or so where I can actually reach D.C., then, I'm game for that. So I've tried to contact him several months ago without any luck. I'm sure he's busy, but.
It's definitely not a full-time business for him. He, like you said, he swings hammers for a living, and this is something he's just invested a bunch of money in to try to help spread the message via that media. But
Michael, do you have his correct contact information?
I'm sorry?
Do you have his correct contact information?
Do I have his contact information?
Yes.
I haven't been to his website in a while. I guess I can go back and check it out, you know.
Okay. Then do
you have his email address or something? Maybe I could email him again. I'll give it another try, or phone number.
What's the phone number that you just gave out?
The phone number I gave out for RBN?
Or for Kessel Broadcasting?
I don't think we gave out a phone.
Kessel Broadcasting, I believe. That's what they're asking at the booth. So.
I don't think we ever gave out a phone number. Rodney, if you're still listening, call in, and I don't know if he wants to give out his cell. See, he doesn't do this as a business, so he doesn't have
I understand. Well,
I don't know if he wants to give his personal cell phone out over
the air. Okay, I understand that. But maybe I'll just contact him. Like I said, I don't have the money right now. But I just kind of, before I jump into something, I want to talk to a physical person and get the scoop on it and the lowdown, because if his system only goes 5 or 6 or even 10 miles, then I don't want to get just people just driving through down the interstate for a few minutes. If it's a 30 mile radius or whatever, then
hey,
I'm
Mike,
game for that. You know what I mean?
Mike, before you go, when you leave us, just hang on, and the board op will give you Rodney's personal cell phone. But we just don't want to.
If that's okay. I mean, I don't want to bother the guy. You know.
I'm sure one on one he's fine with that. But I don't know if he wants to advertise that worldwide since it's his personal.
I understand
cell phone.
Completely.
All right. Well, thanks for your input, Mike.
Well, thank you for your input. Thank you for coming. Thank you for going in the field and have actual contact with occupiers. It's a really good experience, either positive or negative opinion. Anything would work towards the benefit to find out who those people are, what they're doing, what's the cause.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to be I'm trying to be open-minded.
Right.
And as you suggested, Mike, take your camcorder. If nothing else, just take a cell phone that has a video recorder, because we need to document any nefarious activity, whether it's the police or the Occupy movement, you know, whether it's provocateurs.
I think
anything on videotape would help us down the road. Thanks, Mike.
And share it with others also, Michael. That would be good.
So Mike's leading the charge, a good example of what we all need to be doing. And by the way, speaking of solutions, which I tend to harp on, Sheriff Richard Mack is putting together a conference for sheriffs, and he's actually wanting people to go to his website, CSPOA.org, and that stands for Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.org. Once again, that's CSPOA.org. And what he's doing, he's looking for donations, because he's wanting to actually pay for the travels of sheriffs, law enforcement, and also some county commissioners to gather. And I think his goal is 150 to 200 sheriffs that he wants to gather up and teach them what the Constitution really means, what their job really entails. And it's not working for Big Brother. It's not working for the Wall Street banksters. It's working for you and I. And I think the sheriff can be your best friend, or it could be your worst enemy. And that's why we
got a little less than a minute, but I had a question on that, is how they're going to combat the law. All across the United States, they put immigration bills in, and those immigration bills took the right of local law enforcement away.
And once again, that's unconstitutional. So it's according to which law you interpret and how you interpret it, isn't it, Louise? Because
the
Constitution.
Sheriffs and police must
work.
Maybe.
And they must work with federal officials.
It's the state law,
right?
State federal officials.
Right. But the point is there that obviously is counter to the Constitution of the states and the federal. So obviously, that's part of the, I'm sure, what the educational process is going to happen at this convention. So we have a 3-minute break, and we'll be back. Call in number 800-313-9443.
The things of today.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Street jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional.
Welcome back to Capital Farm, and Sergey's been trying to get out some good information for the past half hour. So, Sergey, at this point, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, that's about National Bank Transfer Day. Occupiers have it, and it's actually the first week of this month, November. They launched really interesting actions against the bankers. So the message was, okay, close your accounts in the banks and open your local credit union. Actually, they did a really good job on that. So during a short period of time, the credit unions opened new 650,000 accounts countrywide. Can you believe that? That's a lot of money. Who lost the banks? Why? Well, let's take a look. I got a flyer right in front of me. It says, well, that is November 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. Of course, it's a past due, but anyway, this National Bank Transfer Day. Invest in the Main Street, not Wall Street. How? Open an account with the local credit union, transfer your funds to the account, follow your bank's procedure to close your accounts. Then next thing it says, okay, corporate banks versus credit union. They make like three-line comparison. It's the first, profit from your fees. its corporate banks do. Credit unions, all profits are returned to members. Corporate banks, profit go to shareholders. Credit unions, members elect the board. Corporate banks, controlled by corporate interests. Credit unions, give back to the community. Everything is listed right. So now it comes down to the fact point. Corporate banks, even without the proposed $5 a month debit card fee increase, Bank of America stands to turn a $3.3 billion annual profit from its 59 million customers' debit card transactions.
Sergey, doesn't that seem to be strange timing that the Bank of America, as much heat as they're getting from the people are starting to wake up, that at the same time they would increase their fees from $0 to $5?
This is just unbelievable. They just continue to rip off regular works. Yes.
Seems strange, the timing, though, in my opinion.
Right. But on the other side, on the credit union side, the fact sheet is not only do credit unions have low fees and great services, but the average credit union members save $150 each year over the bank customers. So now, does it make sense to have a bank account versus, you know, credit union? Me personally, I have for a long time a member of the credit union. I love it. They treat you the way you should be treated. You know.
And by the way, Sergey, you can do the same thing with a locally owned bank. Like, for instance, years ago, I moved my money from a nationwide bank to a local owned bank. And what that does, it fosters the economic development in your area, because that bank can then, obviously, it's fractionalized reserve banking, but that bank can start making more loans to your local area to help foster the economy. So, once again, I think we need to be taking care of our own backyards. You know, we need this grassroots movement. Whether we take care of our local sheriffs, our county commissioners, our local businesses, promote your local businesses and do business with them. And that's one way we can take our country back, is stop shopping at the China Marts of the world and start supporting local farmers, local producers.
Right, right, exactly right. And I believe we have a caller online, David from California.
I believe our caller dropped, Sergey.
Dropped?
Yep.
Okay, well, please call back.
But I think the critical thing of what you were just reading there is in less than a month, what was the number again? It was over 600,000 people have migrated from the big corporate banks to a local facility?
Yes, that's what I heard that on the ABC News, that report. It was, wow, it was shocking, you know. So brief news, they give up, you know, like at an hour, brief news. That's what I heard.
So I would think that would shock the powers to be, that the people can actually start making decisions on their own and moving away from the corporate controlled world of the matrix that they're building for us.
Right.
I believe we do have a caller. We have Lester in Ohio. Lester, what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, how are we doing today?
We're doing
good.
Fine. How about yourself?
Well, I try to teach. I've been to these Occupies, and they're, you know, not too receptive to, they don't want to really know the truth, but it's like,
tell us more about your impression about occupiers.
Well, you know, they're you know, they're young, or whatever. They're young at what we're doing, and I try to teach them about the money. You know, show them a silver dollar. You know,
right?
Well, I got old money from Europe upstairs, and well, none of it's worth anything anymore. One's even a douche mark, right?
Right. Well, that's mark.
That's a mark, right?
Right.
Well, I try to teach people that your dollar bill, even though it doesn't say a mark on it, who does it belong to?
Right.
It belongs to the beast, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a note.
It even has his number on it.
That's right. And hang in there, Lester. We have a 3-minute break, and we'll get you back after the break. Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
I love that part. I have to wait for that part.
It wasn't bothering me a bit listening to it. I love Supertramp.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that the one, the what do they say? Is this times when all the world's asleep? And don't we just feel that way?
Yes. And
okay, it's like you're.
Well, I'm not sleeping. I don't know about you, but let's hear the Lester. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I think Lester was just sharing his attempt to wake up some of these sleeping masses at the Occupy movement in his area. And back to you, Lester.
Well, at any rate, just to try to check things out, I needed tires for my car. So I went to the local gas station. I found four good used ones he had there and asked him what he wanted for them. And he told me, so I came home to think about it. And I got to think, well, heck, I grabbed some silver dollars, right? Went back over, asked me, I pulled one out, and I says, what do you think about, would you take four of these?
Wow.
Well, so I bought four tires, mounted and balanced for $4.
Oh, good job.
My hero.
So
actually, those are pretty expensive tires.
I can still buy without the mark.
Good job.
Well, that's my story for today.
Don't you think that's what's changing, Lester?
Huh?
I thank you so much for doing that, because I think as we start coming up with an alternative currency that isn't government related,
if you want to hurt the banks, convert your marks into silver.
There you go. I totally agree with you, and I've been saying that for a long time. Exchange those Federal Reserve notes for silver and put a run on J.P. Morgan, because they're so upside down on silver, that would be a big chink in the armor of the beast.
Well, you know, people that know what it is, you know, I'll deal with that stuff.
And, Lester, I don't know if you've ever tuned in our show. Years ago, we've had people on that actually started their own silver round bartering system, whether it's Kabul Dollar or a gentleman in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. I've been out here for a long time.
Yep. So that's good. That's good to know. And there are people.
Like I say, you got to figure, we've been studying this stuff for years and years and years. Most of these people that are occupying, they're just starting
to
wake up.
Yeah.
Yep. They're just coming out of the slumber. So it's up to us to like gently guide them. Like, oh, maybe you want to move in this direction, you know. And I would suggest that we just do some CDs, do some DVDs. I think the American Dream, the little cartoon about the Federal Reserve, would be an excellent thing to pass out. You don't even have to put a label on it. Say, hey, this is going viral at the Occupy Wall Street in such and such city, or this is the latest thing at the walk by. Just pique their interest. Don't even put a label on it. Don't even tell them what it's about. Say, check this out. It's a 30-minute deal. It's American Dream. Get it, make copies, and just spread it out like candy.
I gave them, 700 CDs and DVDs so far.
There you go.
And, one of them, you know, they're like you say, they ain't got nothing on them. And,
we need to duplicate you, Lester.
One of them's got, Modern Money Mechanics on it, I believe. And, there's like five things on there. Charlotte Isherby.
Yep. Secret of Oz.
About the,
coming down.
I can't even remember all this stuff. I got so much stuff.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte gets into deliberate dumbing down, which would be very good for the college people, I'm sure.
Well, that's what I say. I gave them 100 of them.
Excellent.
And I got another 100 of them burned here setting.
So those seeds you're planting will definitely make a difference. You know, there's no doubt about it.
Well, the thing is, you know, I kept checking on them for weeks, and they ain't even looked into none of this shit. They took it all and put it in a box.
Well, I'm sure some of them have, you know, and I've passed out thousands of DVDs and way back in the day, VHSs. I used to pass those things out like candy, and I'm sure a lot of them are sitting collecting dust. But
want to hear something funny?
One out of five.
For you, Lester.
Huh?
Okay, I just got back from Washington, D.C. I mean, literally, within the evening. And people who, you know, we've handed out CDs years ago, never looked at them, nothing. Because the Occupy movement, people thought that maybe it had something to do with that. And they started looking at it. And I've talked to a lot of people who said, you know, I didn't look through them forever. And they started watching what's going on with the Occupy. And all of a sudden, these videos are like, wait a minute, don't we have videos on that? And they're listening and watching all the videos now that were given to them 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, I had the same problem with the Patriot Movement, you know. I start giving people too much information, and it's like they all run and hide under their bed.
Yeah, we got to be careful not to overdo things, but planting seeds is definitely good in the long run, and we never know what it's going to do. You know, duty is ours, consequences.
We need to get Lester over into their legislature, see if we can get a state bank for Ohio.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, Louise and various people are working on the state bank issue in many states, including, surprisingly enough, California. Yeah.
Well, I look at it like this here. You know, we got to go down until, you know, trials and tribulations are to suffer you unto the Lord. We're going to have to go in through a lot before people wake up and actually want to look.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to look. You know? open that book up. No, no, not that one.
But I tell you what, in the history of, while I've been in the game, we've had the best opportunity right now. So we definitely need to hit while the iron is hot.
Well,
Lester?
I'm out there trying. I'll let you guys go.
Well, thanks for leading us by example, Lester. We appreciate that,
Absolutely.
Dan.
That was a great example. Thank you.
And we have another leader down in Texas. George, what do you have for us this morning?
Yo, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, George.
Hey, Sergey. Hey, Weez. You know, the thing is, how I found out many like-minded people, Halloween night, yeah, I passed out M&Ms and candy bars to little kiddies, but the adults that were with them, I gave them DVDs.
Excellent.
And a bottle of water.
Hey, good idea.
And a bottle of wine.
Water.
Water.
I know, I heard.
You know what works real good, too? Everybody loves those little, what do you call it, you plug in memory sticks.
Right.
So
drive,
I gave, I've given
drive.
Out memory sticks. When
yeah.
they put their memory stick in there to start using it, the first thing is there's a file with all those DVDs.
Starts playing.
Yeah,
huh?
It's a plug and play. Uh-huh. It's like a USB base, right? USB
yep.
port.
Yep. You can do the same thing at Best Buy's and all the local places that sell TVs and various things. Download DVDs of your favorite topic and just have them start playing in the store.
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing, I'm trying to find a place that sells the citizen rule books in bulk.
Hmm. Can't you get those from RBN?
I mean, if I want to buy like 1,000 of them, like at cost, you know what I mean?
Call the office. I'm sure they'll be glad to accommodate you. I'm sure they'll do a bulk order, bulk distribution for
but
you.
I think we need to pass them out to the protesters.
Yep.
Tell them they,
that's a good idea.
Great idea.
I just tell them they need, and you know, the thing is that when I went, because there's still people in Occupy Houston, I got up on a picnic table and I read the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
And
very
said,
good.
And they're like going, where's that? I said, this is the Declaration of Independence. This is nothing new. I mean, you think, and when you talk about the super committee, I said, it's no different than the Supreme Soviet. And I said, we dealt with this before. I mean, we have King George's Privy Council, which was the same thing. Which was
right.
The same. And it's like I say, this is nothing new.
Nope.
That super committee is just like Politburo in the Kremlin. Period.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
And, you know, but the thing is, you know, one thing I know, I hear Al Jones, you know, and he's complaining about the chemtrails and the fluoride and the water. Yeah, that is the problem. Oh, not enough people waking up. But, you know, it doesn't really, everybody really has to be woken up and fully up to speed. He's got to be angry at something while the rest of us follow through.
That's right.
I mean, you know. And you hear the smallies up, and you know, you got, and another thing I kind of noticed, reading the Art of Warfare, I can't pronounce the guy's name, but when I see the government right now is at its weakest. It's trying to puff up right now and try to beat down the population, but in reality, they're very weak. It's called when you're at your weakness, you try to show strength. They don't really have the strength.
Who is in Oval Office? Who are the members of the cabinet? Well, that tells an all.
The Goldman Sachs of the world.
I love that one.
But you know, the thing is, I even noticed people, Americans who puff up. They say people spit on Americans in Europe, but I found out, too, it's more like people get spit on in Europe or Russia or any other places. Or the Americans that puff up think we got to go to war everywhere else. And I really got in really a lot of trouble on. You know, because I was sitting there listening to somebody on Rents and somebody on another late-night talk show. They're sitting there going, oh, Russia's ready for war, they're shipping equipment in Iran. I'm like, no, they're not.
I said,
Russia don't really want a war, but the only way you can keep the peace is show them that you're ready for war. And, you know, showing Israel, hey, you want to fight, we'll give you a fight.
Did you see how many Israelis are going after their own governor? I mean, that's to me, it tells me something on a big scale. And it's not just us because, you know, we're having, whether it's Occupy or peace movement or this movement or that one, they're all there. But we have people in Israel, Jews who are fighting back, saying, we're Jews, we're against you going into Palestine. we're Jews and you have no right to do what you're doing. We want to step down with the government. And this isn't just a couple of people. This is the preponderance where they used to be very shy and not want to do it. I mean, they didn't want to make waves. But I see it on a mass happening. And I have friends who say that it's a big darn thing. People who used to be afraid to go in and vote. See, what they do is they have a conflict right before the vote. Okay, ever since the new Kremlin took over Israel, right before there was a vote, they'd start sending Scud missiles this way and that way and warning people that this is happening so nobody would go to the polls. Then they could have their isolated group to decide everything. Okay, so that's changing. People are mad. People are fighting, and that's everywhere. In Europe, here, over in this new group starting in the UK, the greater part in Scotland and Ireland, in Germany and France. I think
this is
excellent.
Good. It's finally people wake up all over the world.
Madison ain't going
to
take it anymore. That's another thing you can play at the Occupy movements. It's like Rodney says, stand on the corner and say, hey, we're broadcasting truthful information on 107.1, whatever the frequency you choose. Have the speech from network play. You know, the guy's screaming, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Open your windows up. Shout to the world, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, we need to be getting our message out there.
You know, I think going back to Israel, I talked to an Israeli. I said, before all this occupation of the West Bank, he said he used to have many Palestinians working for him.
That's right.
And it was more like them doing trade and business with the Palestinian in the West Bank or whatever, you know, was good. But then again, when Israel started all this stuff with the settlements and everything, he sits there and goes, it hurts business. And because he says he's got many Palestinian friends and a lot of workers. But never since this, you can't get a workforce.
Common sense, you know, the conquer and divide situation, right?
But don't you see, here's the ironic. They're trying to push a one-world government of corruption everywhere. It looks like that everybody else is using the theory against them. Because they're getting a one-world, collective bargaining group that says, go to H somewhat. I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah, look what they do in Europe. You know, it was at the verge of collapse, European Union. Now the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel, she actually made a speech, I heard part of it, where she said that all members of European Union, all those countries, have to give up more sovereignty for the sake of the Union. So the changing the president in Greece,
and
in Italy is a step toward creating the more puppet presidency in the countries who has a huge debt to European Union. And it looks like the counselor had a right to say that, and nobody objected. That's what amazed me.
Well, once again, they're going to create chaos worldwide with the economic situation, whether it's war, whether it's famine, whether it's disease. There's going to be a worldwide chaos so they can, out of that chaos, can rise their one-world government. They have to break us, get us all on our knees so they can introduce this stuff.
Iran and Germany have the largest stockpiles of gold.
Hey, by the way, Georgia, we have Mark in Texas and Werner in New Brunswick on the line as well. So do you have anything else for us, George?
I just have to say this, with all these protests going on, I just really think the bankers and the establishment, I just really think they're too overconfident.
Yep, arrogant.
I really don't see this happening because I just don't really see it happening. You know, for me, I'm writing a blog called The 99% is Too Big to Fail. I mean, we'll just come up with our own money system.
There you go. Thanks for your input, George.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, George.
And maybe we can start getting Mark on the air before the commercial break.
By the way, real quick, and some bankers started to charge $5 fee.
Oh, yeah, Bank of America abandoned that, didn't they?
So,
what do you have for us, Mark?
I watched a live stream Thursday from a guy named Tim Poole, 25 years old. And I had a chance to watch off and on pretty much through the day. and there was a couple of kids in one situation that was holding up a sign, and the sign was pretty good size. In other words, each kid had a pole, you know, a small wood pole, and the police showed up and said, you got to take it down, you can't hold it up against the building. And the crowd around them started chanting Bloomberg's pocket. They backed off.
Wow.
Now, I'm talking loud chanting, Bloomberg's pocket. Anyway, there was one sign that I saw said, Mr. Banker, I need a loan to buy a congressman. So what I'm trying to tell you, these folks ain't idiots out there.
No, it's a very divisive group, and then if you want to put one label on them, I think you're foolish. I think it's the many factions all working their agenda. Yeah, hang in there, Mark, and hang in there, Werner. We'll get to you after the break.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another gun and knife show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single day pass or $15 for a 2-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Okay, we got to get rid of what Louis calls the exile music, and we'll go back
to
Mark. All right, Mark, what do you have for us?
Another thing I observed, there was a television station van. It was Channel 11 News. It was parked on the side of the street, I guess, broadcasting. But anyway, somebody had taken and wrote, "Tell the Truth" on the side of it.
Excellent.
They didn't deface the whole van, you know, with a bunch of gang. No, it was, in fact, it was actually fairly small letters, but it was right underneath the Channel 11 logo. And it just said, "Tell the Truth." Very simplistic, very, you know, it wasn't a big deal. One other thing, they were trying to get into a certain area, this Mr. Poole was, and he was walking around with a bunch of folks, and they come up to a checkpoint. You couldn't get in there with the driver's license. You couldn't get in there with a visa. You had to have a corporate ID.
The beast.
Yeah.
So you were part of the beast. Interesting, Mark.
Let's hear Warner. Talk to you later, guys.
Here's one for everybody out there. If you wanted to face a van or whatever else and you don't want to get in trouble, have it printed up on magnets. Go for it.
Well, just put it up with shoe polish. It comes right off.
Magnets. You can stick it on there. It'll stay for however until they figure it out. And you didn't deface it because the magnet just comes right off.
There you go. Talk to you later, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Werner in New Brunswick, what do you have for us this morning, Werner?
I just...
Go ahead.
Did we lose him?
I heard some clicking. Are you still with us, Werner? Oh, well, call back, Werner. If you got this, we might be able to squeeze you in at the very last second.
Yeah, we don't have much time. Like, what, a few minutes, 2-3 minutes left only?
By the way, in Missouri, we have some good candidates running. We have a four-time state rep, Cynthia Davis. I think she has one of the better constitutional voting records in Missouri. She's running for lieutenant governor on the Constitution Party ticket. I think we'll have her on in the future.
I'm not going to support that one. Sorry.
And then we have another one. We have Bob Parker. He's running, I'm not even sure, I guess he's running as a Republican, but he's running against Joanne Emerson, which is one of those infamous rhinos, you know, a Republican name only type person that's actually working for the unions, which is her husband is a lobbyist for the unions, and she's bringing in the big bucks from some of these more corrupt unions. So hopefully Bob will be on our show in the future.
So you said he's running as a Republican now?
I assume so. He did last time, so I assume he will be in the situation.
Was he running as a Republican Democrat last time?
Nope, Republican. He's running head-to-head against Joanne in the primaries.
Okay.
But anyway, another great guy, and we had him on the show in the past, but he's one of us. He fights hard against Agenda 21 and against all the outlandish things they're trying to do to us farmers.
Now, I have to say something here. This partly is my show, remember? When we make a statement about somebody being good or bad or other than different, if I know somebody not to be the best person that you're putting them up to be, I'm not going to be able to support that. Okay, there are too many representatives that we're sending up that are not very bright, and they fall right in the same track over and over again. And if you're going to send somebody who's stupid, and I'm not going to say who, but if you send somebody who's not very bright and continues to do things only for themselves, and we keep allowing them to go in, there's something wrong with us. Whatever party.
So in other words, do your research and do their voting record and see what bills they proposed, see what their agenda was, as always. Good point, Louise.
Right.
Well, I guess that's it for today, right? So, well, thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody. I'm Louise.
Next week, Sergey sings. Louise is screaming.
Okay.